Stand by. Good day, and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Talk, How to Use the New Storage Service Catalog to Help Close Competitive Deals conference call. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded, and now at this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jerry Bellamy. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for your patience this morning as we go through this presentation on how to use the new service catalog to help you guys close deals out in the field. I think we're cranking here with the e-meeting. Hopefully everybody can see the screen and the presentation. The intent here is to go through the presentation and followed by a demo. That's why we're doing the e-meeting. So having said that, let's take a look at what we're going to talk about the next 20 to 30 minutes. Want to talk about who is the TCA, or the Tivoli Competitive Action Organization, which is the group that I work in, how and when to use the competitive portal, and when you use the competitive portal, what you can expect to find there and what kind of services that you can expect to get, along with we'll follow up, take a look at the service catalog, which is what we're going to talk about for the most part today, how people are currently using it and how we'd like to see people using it. Like I said, at the very end, we're going to close, hopefully with a demo if all works well with this e-meeting. Quickly, I just want to set the stage with the group. Who is the Tivoli Competitive Action Group? It's headed by Les Pong, who is the manager of the group. On the left-hand side, you see the pillar of storage, which is Mike Poussin and myself. And over in the right-hand corner, you see the little red box, which is also Steve Luco. So those are the three individuals that you will correspond with and the subject matter experts that will help you when you have your competitive requests. So let's take a look at the competitive portal. First of all, the reason we're doing this call in the first place and what we're going to talk about with the service catalog is because we currently have a service catalog out there now. And as most of you who have used it have experienced some problems, it's not very intuitive, and it was a good thing to start with, but it needed work. And so we listened to you guys out in the field. It has been redone and reconstructed. I think that you'll see it's a much easier thing to use. It's much more intuitive, and I think it doesn't take that long to use, as we'll see as we go through the presentation. But basically the scenario here is by going to the Tivoli Competitive Portal, let's say you have a need for something in an account that you're working on, something competitive or whatever, so you go to our competitive portal looking to see if from the portal if the information you're looking for is available. And what you see here is a blow up of some of the information that we have for Commvault, but we also have things out there for the other tier one type competitors like Veritas, EMC, and things of that nature, not only just for backup recovery but also for TPC, and I have a list of the other products that are available on the portal as well. So what we would really like for happen is when there is a need for competitive information to come to the portal, see if what's available or what you need is available. If it's not, that's when we're going to use the service catalog, and we'll show you how to do that in some of the subsequent slides. Now, this is a breakdown of how it's currently being used from the portal. We see storage is in there, and it's not just storage. We have all the other pillars that's also using the portal, and quite frankly, we could probably be seeing more from storage. Other areas might be using it more, and I think it's just a matter of letting you guys know that it's out there and having something that is usable, something that's easy for you guys to use. And what we'd like to see is the numbers here for storage to increase, and I truly believe that it will. Some of the things that you'll find out on the portal is not just the competitive information, but from time to time you'll see us put out flashes. The particular flash that you're looking at here on slide 7 was a flash that we put out when some four-quarter of 07 numbers were produced by IDC. We took that, massaged that, and put it out into a flash, so a real quick and dirty look at the numbers. You could see where Tivoli products stacked up against the competitors. So we'll put this out there along with the other competitive flashes that our group puts out. So it's a central place that you can go and find not only competitive information, but also information in general about what's the latest that's going on with the competitors. Another thing that we will also do is put things out there like win stories. Since you guys will be using the service catalog to log in your competitive situations that you have, and we work closely with you guys in the account, what we like to do is take information that if we win, how we won, and put together a win story so we can put it out there for others to see and hopefully duplicate when they're also competing against those competitors to use those strategies to also win. So it's a common place, a central place, to put things like the flashes and win stories out on the competitive portal as well. So let's say you go to the competitive portal and what you're looking for is not there, or some service that you need is not there. So basically this is when you will open up a request in the service catalog. Now the service catalog that is out there now, that's the one I was telling you about that had issues as far as I got a note just last week, so they opened up an issue, but it gave errors. They weren't really sure if it worked right, and quite frankly, I had the same problem when I first came into the group and I was trying to log a call. So basically, we knew there were some issues, and so we developed a new way of doing it, and it's a much easier way of doing it. But why do we do that? Why do we even have a service catalog in the first place? Well, this screen or this slide on slide 10 pretty much defines that. That way, when you have a need, you don't have to make phone calls on who do you call or who can you engage to help you with the problem that you're having. All that intelligence is built into the service catalog. And so it keeps you from having to do the work, and it's automatically done for you. Slide 11 gives you an idea of what you can expect, what kind of assistance that you can expect when you come to the service catalog. Here are the products that I mentioned earlier, not just backup recovery, but the TSM-4 products as well. BMR is also in there along with TPC, and you see the archiving down there, and soon we'll have the TIAM product as well. The type of assistance, latest competitive information, and the other things that you see are all the way down to competitive sales enablement help, product capability questions, and RFI and RFPs. Now, it's just down at the bottom, as you see there, for the subject matter expert community. You see that it's not just the competitive team. For an example, we've had situations where they really needed to engage SWAT, for an example. And one of the things you'll see when you open up a request is that there is an escalation and a tracking table in there that will assign it to the appropriate people based upon what the need is from the field. And so it's a central place, again, that when you need help, you can go and you can log a request, and it will be forwarded to the right person for you, and then that person can get back to you and help you solve the issue. This slide basically is a recap of first quarter for a couple of geos based upon the information that's in the service catalog. So basically, these are the people, and as you can see, the numbers aren't, they're pretty low, and we like to see this grow as far as the number of people that's using the service catalog, that's actually logging the competitive information into the service catalog. You know, before people were saying, well, it takes too long, it's too hard. Well, we solved that issue. So we'd like for you guys, when you're engaged into a competitive situation, to come to the catalog and put the information in there as far as who the account is, you know, what's the possible revenue of the account of the deal. And that is tracked in our service catalog. So it gives us an idea of what the activity from a competitive standpoint is out there. Now, the numbers that you see on this slide obviously is just depicted from the information that's in the service catalog. Okay, let's take a look starting now on slide 13 at the new and improved service catalog. So basically step one is, and you see it there, you see just a login screen, right? So you give it your user ID and password. And then you see on the right-hand side there for two, you see that screen will come up, okay? Now, this is what the user screen would look like. And starting right over here, you see here are the requests, all your requests, the open request, working request. Now, this is all based upon a status of the request after you open it. So it's a real easy way to manage what you've done. Instead of, you know, trying to keep up with it on paper or whatever. You know, it's done for you sent in a central location repository in the Competitive Action SSC, along with the close request and cancel request. The difference between close request and cancel request is you, for an example, my testing, I opened up several issues that really weren't issues, and so I just canceled it altogether. Close means that there was something that was a real need. You opened up a request, it was satisfied, and then you closed it. The bottom part is what we're going to take a look at on the next few slides, and this is what it's all about as far as the new system. In your particular case, you'd go to the storage, you'd click on storage, and then you'd fill out the screens. Now, the screens that you see on slide 14, there's basically two screens and a comment screen, and that's all that's required to open up a request in the service catalog now. In step one there, you would fill out the panels that you see there, and then after you open up a request, you'll get some type of acknowledgement from the system, and typically this will happen within 1 hour. Once that request is opened within 1 hour, you'll get the request. If nothing has happened in 24 hours, there's an escalation process within inside the system that it automatically gets escalated. So we want to make sure that, number one, when you open up the request, number two, it's assigned to the SME, and then the SME is then responsible for contacting the requestor, and that's when the process starts as far as solving the issue. Now, one of the things that we do on a monthly basis is we'll take the information that's in the service catalog and we review that with the geo leaders and also different people like market management or extra product management development SWAT. The different people are on a conference call and we actually review each one of the requests and we talk about the various competitive issues that you may be seeing in that particular geo. Now, these are the two panels that you see here. We'll take a closer look at it hopefully in the demo. But basically, most of the information is just point and collect. And you give it what the account is, the Siebel number if you know it, along with the projected revenue. And the product information is over here. Like I said, we'll take a closer look at this. But those are the two panels, and that's all that's required when opening up a request now in the SSC. On slide 15, this is a detail for one of the issues. Let's say you open up a request and you want to take a look at the detail of that request, and this is what you see here. Now, once you're in there, you can edit request details, which will basically walk you through the initial screens that you had when you opened up with a request. You can add a response, which is basically a vehicle for you to communicate back and forth with the subject matter expert that it's assigned to. Or let's say you have another attachment, you can also add an attachment into the request, and that's a way that you can also provide information back to the person that it's assigned to. So this is what the detail will look like. Now, if you were to take a look at all of your open requests, let's say I wanted to take a look and say, you know, I know I've opened a couple of three, and what's the status of a couple of three, I can pull up this screen here, and it will show me, okay, here are my requests. And then I could simply click on one of these guys right here, and you'd get the request detail that we saw on slide 15. So it's an easy way to manage your open request. Or the other request, let's say I know I'm waiting on information. Maybe that's all I want to look at. Just show me the ones that I'm waiting on information for. Or let's say that I know I had this request once before. You know, what did I get before? So I know it's been closed, so I'm going to say, show me my closed request. And so I can do that. So you can... it's granular enough to be able to go and identify what request that you're looking for. On slide 17, now we take this information pretty serious that gets logged into the service catalog, and this new system offers us some pretty good reporting mechanisms on the back end. That way we can manage the information that's in there. It gives us an idea of activity. Gives us an idea of who actually is using it, what the products are, and information like that. You can see here with the bar graphs and the pie charts. Gives us an idea of the activity by geo. And there's this information by using the simple SQL queries. And this is just for us on the management end. This is something that you really want to see as a user perspective. But just know that it is out there and that we are paying attention to it. and we do care about that information that gets put in the service catalog. Now, earlier I mentioned that there's the monthly geo calls with the geo leaders, and again, that is the purpose of that is to discuss the status of all the open requests that's in the service catalog. So let's say that you open up a request, and the person gets back to you. Let's say that we give you the information, but yet we're not sure what the status is. Maybe you needed more information or that wasn't the correct information. This is a way for us to discuss with the geo leaders and other people that on the call, like product management, et cetera, you know, what can we do to help close that particular issue or that particular service request item or any other competitive needs that may be had by the account team. Now, if you have something you'd like to be brought up on these geo calls, you can simply talk to your geo leader about, say, hey, I need you to talk about this particular account in the next geo call, and that will be done. Another thing we were looking for is, let's say that there's new competitors that have popped up in the geo, new competitive strategies by the Tier 1 or other competitors in the geo. We were looking for that type of information as well. And this is the first of many to come, Tivoli Talks, from a competitive standpoint. And so what we also are looking for is your input on what you'd like to see as far as competitive Tivoli Talks to help you when you're out there competing against the competitors. So your input is important to us, and we'd like to see that. So before we go to the demo, hopefully, so what we would like to see happen is when you do have a competitive need, go to the portal first. And if the information is not there, open up a request in the service catalog. Tell us about who the account is and the information that you need to open up the request. Also, let's say that you have problems with the portal. Let's say something that you'd like to see or something wasn't just right or whatever. You can open up a request on the portal itself. So this is another good feedback from a user to say, you know, I'm having this problem or I'd like to see this. So open up a request for the portal and that feature is there. We'd like to see that. Then, of course, any other information you'd like to see on the portal, communicate that back to us as well. So here are a few links as far as how to get to our portal and open up a request. So at this time, what I'd like to try to do is, let's see if we can go to another okay. So what we have here, and hopefully everybody can see that, what this is we're going to log in. From the competitive portal, there will be a link that you can click on that will allow you to go to the screen that we just saw here, or there's a direct link that you can go directly to opening this up as well, either way. So once we go live with this, the easiest thing would be once you're on the portal and you need to open up a request or would like to open up a request, you could simply click the link and you'll get to that login screen that I just showed you. Now, if you recall, on the previous slides, this is what you saw, all my requests, the open requests, the working requests, and so forth. Let's take a look at creating a new request. We go down to storage, because we're going to open up on storage. The title, let's just do test request. And this is storage, which is, you know, we know that, so it's already plugged in as storage. If you have a Siebel and we'd like for you to put it in there, if you have one, who your customer is, an opportunity size, and the target for closing quarter. Let's say that we're going to close that in Q2. And what's the geo? Let's say this is the Southwest IoT. Okay? So then we're going to hit submit. And then I get the second one. Needed by, well, then I got a calendar. I could click on this button right here and I could get a calendar. And let's say I need it by here. And let's say that I want to open this up for TSM. If it's not in here, we have an other category, and you could tell us what the other product is. Who is the competitor? Well, let's say I'm working with against Symantec. Again, I have an other, and you can tell me who that is. And I really need to know what's the latest competitive information you have on Symantec. So then I click Submit. That's basically it, but now I'm going to get a screen that, now let's say there's additional comments. I can type in whatever I want to here, hit Submit, and now I have opened up a request in the catalog. And it's that quick. Okay? And this is the detail as we saw earlier. Now, let's say that I have something that I want to add. I could click the Add Attachment. I could add response. And if I messed up and I needed to change some of the information that's in here, I could go back and I could say Edit Request Details. So let's go back and let's say I want to take a look at all of my open requests. So I click on that, and this looks like the screenshot that we saw earlier. So now, and it tells me when it's opened and so forth. Now, once we cut over live, we will have the routing tables and the escalation tables. We'll have those all set up, and you'll be able to see the names of who they're assigned to. I have that turned off now because we haven't gone live with it, and what the status is. But if I want to take a look at the one we just opened up, I could do that. Or if, let's say if I want to go back, I could click on this guy right here, which was for Commvault and a Hitachi. And there's the previous request that I opened up. So that is basically all there is to opening up a request in the service catalog. And for those of you who have used the previous service catalog, I hope that you can see this is a much easier way to do it. It takes, I think I opened that request up in less than a minute. So if you have the information, it's really quick just to fill out those two screens or three if you want to put in additional comments. And I think it's a much easier way. We have the management capability here to take a look at what requests that you've opened and what the status is of all your requests that you've opened. So hopefully you'll see that this is a much, much easier way. So I tell you what, Amber, at this time, I'd like to open up the phone lines for any questions that some people may have.
Bellamy, the question and answer session will be conducted electronically today. To ask a question, simply press your star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. Again, star 1 for questions or comments, and we'll pause for a moment.
Now, the intent is to, in the next day or so, cut this over live. So, it's out there, and it's going to be happening really, really quick. So go out there and use it. Any questions?
We do have one question that will come from Steve Aberle.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well done presentation.
Thank you.
And I get, you haven't gone live with the web screens that we saw during the presentation. Is that correct?
That is correct. The intent
until the 27th.
Yeah, that which is today. We wanted to train everybody, and then we're going to put the routing tables and escalation tables live into the product, and then it's just a matter of changing the link from the competitive portal so that if you have a need and just click on that link, it will take you to the login screen of the new service catalog that we saw.
Okay. My real question, and maybe we need to take this offline in terms of a process or a procedure for Compete Line to follow. Compete Line fields a number of storage competitive requests. We handle primarily external hardware types of storage questions. And you're well aware, I guess, of the, we had an old process where if we got SVC, TPC, and TSM kinds of requests, we had an email ID to forward over to Tivoli, and I guess that's been done away with.
From Compete Line, is that right, Steve? We still see that, as a matter of fact.
The TivComp ID is still
working. No. That TivComp has gone away, but we will get emails that tells the customer. What we like is the requestor, an email that says visit the service catalog, right? Or actually send them to our competitive portal. And if the information is not in the competitive portal, then they would open up a service request. That's just exactly how we'd like to see that handled.
Okay, so what we're going to do for IBMers is forward, we've got kind of a base email response back to
right.
the requesters we see,
right.
and we'll direct them to the new portal.
Right.
But then there's still an exposure, or not exposure, but certainly, you know, we have issues with the business partners who ask the same types of questions, and it's my understanding today that they don't have access to this portal.
That's correct. Right now, they need to work with their IBM contact, and the IBM contact could then go to the portal and open up the SSC. Now, I believe that's being looked at, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But today, that's what has to happen.
Okay. Well, and I can do that. We can direct them to their IBM sales rep or something like that.
Right.
It's just sometimes what happens is because of the delay in the response, or maybe they don't know who the Tivoli representative is, you know, then we run into an issue where compete lines get hammered.
Right.
And, you know, we kind of want to avoid that for customer sat reasons. And I don't know. If you guys could look into maybe a better way to handle that would really help us out.
Right. Yeah. Like I say, the business partner thing is being looked at. I'm not sure how they're going to end up addressing that, but it is something that we're aware of and
okay.
They're taking a look at.
All right, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you.
No further questions, but I'd like to remind our audience it is star one, and we'll pause for another moment. No further questions at this time. Mr. Bellamy, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, thank you, Amber. And also I'd like to thank everybody for attending. And hopefully you were able to see that, you know, going through the new service catalog and open up request is fairly simple. It's pretty intuitive what you would expect to see, and it's really quick to do. So please, when you go to the service catalog, use it, open a request, and hopefully that will work for everybody. If you see any problems, be sure and open up a request on the portal itself. So with that, bid you a good day, and thank you very much for attending.
And that concludes today's conference. We do appreciate your participation. Everyone have a great day.